T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tony in Huntington. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering what you guys think, speaking of the Jets, is Zach Wilson. We all saw the news recently that he was given permission to seek a trade. So do you guys think he's going to wind up on another team? And if so, what team? Do you think he's going to stay with the New York Jets, or do you think he's just going to get straight up cut?
The Jets, unfortunately, are going to swallow the $11 million cap hit. And he's going to be a Ram. He's not getting traded.
What? Oh, so they're going to cut him and he's going to sign with the Rams. They're not going to trade him, pick up a lot of the salary, or trade him and have to attach a draft pick, to me is like,
that
you got to
no
be kidding
sense.
Me.
Makes no sense to do that.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Right. So you either hold him and cut him, post whatever. Because you can get rid of him in a sense and tell him it's a post whatever June designation for release, and it saves you a little bit of cap space, but it seems to be no suitors out there.
Here's what I know. All right. Here's the only thing I know about Zach Wilson, and it's very, very simple, but it's really, really important. Zach Wilson will not be on the New York Jets in 2024.
That's obvious.
We're done. It's over. These inane arguments. Is it Zach's fault? Is it the line's fault?
Doesn't matter.
Is it the coach's fault?
Doesn't matter.
It's done. We never have to have that discussion again. So when Zach Wilson is not on this team, the question's going to be how? How much did it cost? Did they get anything back? Did they have to give up a pick? See, I can't answer that, but the one thing I can certainly answer is he is never going to play for the New York Football Jets ever again. That national nightmare is done. Now, what team does he end up on? Who cares? Like, honestly, does it even matter?
Yeah.
Like, is it really going to keep anybody up at night?
No.
He's going to be a backup. Maybe he'll get a chance to play next year. And I'm not scared that he's going to, bite the Jets in the ass. At the end of the day, like, most Jet backups don't go somewhere, or I should say most Jet failed quarterbacks don't go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And they just all of a sudden become stars. It took Geno Smith like a decade for that to sort of happen.
Right.
But so look at Sam Darnold. He's a backup in the NFL. That's it.
So the fifth-year option obviously is not picked up, and his pre- and post-June 1 trade and release numbers are exactly the same. So if they can't work out a trade, they're just going to cut him. It is what it is.
Are we going to have like a celebration?
No.
Are we going to have a ceremony?
Nope.
Saying goodbye to Zach?
We're going to wish him luck wherever he goes. He's a good kid.
I'll do that right now. I'm going to get it out of the way now on March 4th. Zach, I want to wish you the best of luck on your future endeavors. Now tell me, Tiki Barber, if this is something that as a Met fan should excite the Met fans out there. And I've confirmed that this is the case. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
So I went into the Met locker room yesterday because I had to have a very private conversation with Pete Alonso.
And he told you this?
No, Pete did not tell
me. Okay.
I shouldn't say no. I will not discuss my private conversation with Pete. That is a conversation you're never, ever going to hear about. Okay?
Gotcha.
Just so you know that.
Said he likes your hair long?
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about what he said about anything.
He said, get ready for that mohawk?
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay,
you're trying to slip me into mistake. No. Private conversation amongst dear friends.
Right.
I can't even say that.
Right.
Straight face.
He said, I really like the West Coast. The weather's amazing.
Stop. Well, why are you saying that kind of stuff?
Or Denver's actually great.
So
they have tons of pot out there, too.
You know what? The Bronx is beautiful, too.
I am not confirming nor denying anything in my private conversations with Pete Alonso.
Okay, go ahead.
But I noticed something.
Which is?
I noticed that in the Met locker room, they had a basketball hoop. And there were games going on, and Pete was showing off his little jump shot.
Like an actual one? Like a little, like, nerf type thing? It's not like an actual hoop. It's kind of like a fake one?
Like yes or no.
One? Okay.
It is not a real one. It is not a Nerf one. It was like a mini basketball, but like a basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a smaller hoop. And so I'm watching this because I'm enthralled. I'm like, let me see who's got game.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to reveal who has game or not. I feel like that's private information, just like who I saw, you know, in the nude. I'm going to keep that private. So I'm watching them play basketball. And I'm talking to a writer, fellow media member.
Okay.
And I, you know, hit him with my elbow. I said, let me ask you a question. And he's like, what's up, Evan? I love the beard. I said, thank you, sir. I said, I feel like this is new. I feel like they would never have this with Buck Showalter. And he laughed. He's like, of course not.
Of course, yeah, Buck is old school.
I said, interesting. So the Met locker room now features something tiny, but I think important. You tell me.
Of course.
The ability to have fun. Hmm. A basketball hoop in which guys can show off their hooping ability.
Let me ask you what it was like before. I've never been in the Met locker room or clubhouse. What was it like before?
There was no basketball hoop.
Was there anything, like, was there a tunk table? Was there a video games? Was there a pool, like, ping pong? Was there anything?
I'm not aware. I cannot say yes or no on that. I could tell you that the basketball hoop was very new.
Hmm.
So it seems...
And noticeable, and guys were partaking.
Oh, yeah. They were.
So it's like they were encouraged to do this.
I must tell you.
Or Pete Alonso brought it in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know who brought it in. Maybe Mendy brought it in. All I know is I had a real urge to, like, try to block one of the Met prospects and, like, finger wave him like I'm Dikembe Mutombo.
It was it.
And basketball? I thought, I will not reveal, but I thought to myself, if I did that, they would throw me out of that room and someone would shove me in a locker. Like, there's a damn good chance. All of a sudden, this is not who it was. Williams is dribbling around.
I know who it was.
You have no idea who it was.
It was Luis Angel Acuña. Because he's the only one you could block.
How the hell did you know?
Because he's little.
Son.
By the way, you should have. Make your presence known.
Yeah, exactly.
By 50-50 shot, they laugh.
If some punk just
offered guy with a beard swatted.
That, like...
Does that make a difference, as you're asking?
Because I feel like that happened in your room, didn't it?
It did. So Fossil brought in all that stuff. Tom took it all away. But Jim brought in all that stuff.
Tom took it all away.
We had video games. And the reason that Jim did it is because he wanted us to hang out there. Like, he wanted us to have a reason, you know, to get to know your teammate type of thing. And so when Tom took it away from us, it soured us for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually you get over it.
So it's like the opposite of what's going on here.
Right. Eventually you get over it. But I can see why in football it can become a distraction. In fact, I did an article with some, I can't remember what it was this offseason, about the ping pong, like the proverbial ping pong table in NFL locker rooms. And does it have a negative effect or a positive effect? Or does taking it away have a negative effect or a positive effect? In football, because the season's so short, it's easy to, like, see why it would be a distraction. You got to focus, like, so intently on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In baseball, I mean, it's a slow grind.
And it's every day.
And it's
for
every
months.
Every single day. So if you don't have some, like, release, some avenue for levity or, I don't know, camaraderie that's not let's go get a drink or let's just go throw the ball around, I think it wears on you.
Mm.
So for baseball, I see it as a good thing.
I think I may be going through this where, and I'm not always positive about my team. I'm certainly not always negative. I like to say I'm all over the place. There are certain years I come in feeling very good. There are certain years where I don't feel good. I have felt over the last few weeks more positive about the Mets than maybe some of my compadres. Mm. And a part of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Why I feel that way is sometimes when you're the underdog, sometimes when everybody thinks you're going to suck,
yeah,
it takes the pressure off and it changes things. And the Mets last year came into a year off of a year in which they won 101 wins, off a year in which they added Justin Verlander, knowing, hey, we got these two aging aces, we better win, a manager who's up there in age, and expectations that were very, very tough to fill. And we all know the Mets were miserable.
Right.
And this year is the complete opposite. So maybe this is one of those things where I already feel confident. So now I'm looking for more things to make me feel confident. And seeing the Mets playing basketball in their locker room, knowing they couldn't do it last year, makes me think maybe Mendy is kind of adding a little levity to that room.
Think about the stupid, unfounded narratives that just floated around the Mets for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pete's a locker room issue. Jeff McNeil didn't get the car from Lindor, so he hates it. Like, all that stuff that gets thrown out without any kind of real evidence. It's like someone, it's like an informant telling you, hey, this is what's going on. Pete doesn't really like this guy, and next guy doesn't like Pete, and Jeff hates him, and Lindor, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it just becomes talk. But if there's an avenue, even if that stuff does exist, for it to get sorted out on the basketball court,
that's the way to fix it.
I'm serious. Or the ping pong table. I'm serious. If there's a way to just engage the problem as opposed to I'm not talking to you, ing the problem.
Right.
I made that a verb. It's not really.
But I see.
Like, if there's a way to do that, that can only be positive. And so I don't mind it. I really don't. In fact, I loved it when Jim did it. And I hated it when Tom took it away. But I understood why he needed to get discipline more integral into what we needed to do with the Giants. So I think it's a good thing. Short answer.
I love that answer, Tiki. I think what Evan's observing is more simple than that, though.
What's that?
He's finally seeing one of his teams play competitive basketball, and he's excited about it.
You're so bad.
But he's not wrong.
The Nets still in the league.
All right. Actually, we're rising very quickly.
By the way, I have a problem. I have a real problem.
With who?
With you, actually.
With me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm here for this.
Join the club.
All right.
What the hell did I do?
We just got joined by SNY. Hello, SNY.
Oh, hi, SNY. I have a purple beard, by the way.
And I'm looking at your purple beard.
Yeah.
It doesn't look purple.
What do you mean it doesn't look purple?
Maybe the lights are so bright in here that it's clouding me a little bit.
Yeah.
We got to go bright, dude.
What do you mean we got to go bright? I'm looking at the TV screen right now. I'm very purple.
Yeah, but
they're doing a close-up on me. It's very purple.
I understand it, but it doesn't look bad.
I said the same thing. It's right? Not bad.
And now that I'm seeing it on TV, it really doesn't look bad.
So you're
almost looks like, oh, that's kind of cool. Dude, he went purple with his beard.
You could step outside, take the one train, and be the fourth weirdest person in the car right now. Low bar.
I got a problem with this.
So you're hoping that coloring my beard would make me look like a jackass, and it's backfired. I look like a cool dude with a purple beard.
Yes. You look royal.
It's very purpley.
Purple.
Well, every day is a different color. Do you want to try a different color tomorrow?
Like yellow or fuchsia or, I don't know, pinstripes.
Well, I think tomorrow is supposed to be Yankee pinstripes.
Yes, we are.
Because we're going to a charity suite at the Brooklyn Net game. A guy won an auction, and he made a request that my beard be painted like Yankee pinstripes, which I'm not a fan of doing, but I am a man of my word. I got to color my beard every day. It's your choices. And if that's what you want, I'm going to put Yankee pinstripes on my freaking beard.
Of course, we're all going. Like, we all ask our wives. They said, yes, you may go.
Yes.
Because it was a may I go. It was a I'm going.
It's a big game. Well, Sixers, baby.
I didn't tell my wife yet. She's going to get I'm going.
So you do not approve of my purple beard? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't look as loud as I thought it was going to look. Because when I'm looking at you here, it's like, oh, that's pretty loud. That's purple.
It's but pretty then I see freaking it
on,
purple,
but
dude.
When I see it on TV, it's like, eh.
When I see myself on
it's
TV.
It's kind of cool purple on TV. I'm just telling you. Uh-huh.
So I think it looks very purpley. I think you have to do a little touch-ups in the bathroom throughout the show because your mustache is not purple right
My
now.
My mustache is not as purple anymore?
So maybe like a woman powdering her nose, you got to do a couple of, like share a couple of wardrobe changes. Right. You got to throw a couple extra layers on throughout the show.
You got that.
So I'll stay on top of you.
Purple-ify my... What do you call this? My mustache?
Mustache. You understand where this is headed, right? This is day one. You're in the purple. We're going to tinker with all this. In what are we doing? 15 shows?
15 shows. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Those last five shows are going to be us treating you like an abstract painter. Right. You're going to throw every color in that beard.
Oh, let's throw some polka dots on this.
Exactly.
Joint. Look, as long as it leads to the end of my beard at the end of the month, I feel like I won. So I'm all right with it, but I do appreciate it.
Dude, by the end of the month, you're going to love it.
I'm going to want to keep it and just paint my beard every day.
I can express myself with this thing.
That's right. Let's go to Karen on the Jersey Shore. How you doing, Karen?
Hi. How are you?
What's up, Karen?
Tiki, I have to comment on your... You have the hugest guns ever.
He kind of does, actually.
I wanted to see Evan's beard.
Uh-huh.
Purple.
Yeah.
I think it looks kind of purple, but yeah, he needs brighter color.
Right, it needs to be loud. That's not loud enough.
Well, forget about my beard for a second. Would you want Tiki to take his shirt off? Like, would that make your day right now?
Aren't we planning a show for that? You want to go inside of me? Go ahead.
Oh my goodness, that is inappropriate. If you want, Karen, we will convince Tiki to take his shirt off before the show is over.
Oh, I'm sure he will not take his shirt off.
Oh, I mean...
And I'm glad you remembered me.
Oh. Karen, you want me to take my shirt off?
Yes. Tommy, you could take yours off, too.
Oh, Tommy. No, she said two.
Oh, two?
She knew that was Sean.
Oh, really? So should we all take our shirts off? Is that what you're suggesting?
Sean? That was Sean talking?
Oh, come on, Karen.
Fats.
Karen, can I ask you, are you a chubby chaser?
Am I a chubby? No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Then I'll give my shirt.
You would prefer not to see?
You can take your shirt off because I have nothing against chubby people.
All right. I think we have a plan. Thank you, Karen. Everyone's going to take their shirt off but me. So go ahead, Tiki.
Build that ass first.
Go ahead. You really want me to take my shirt off?
I mean, Karen requested it on this Monday. Why would you not fulfill her?
Go, Tiki. Be a man.
He's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
First comes the sweater vest.
Oh, yeah.
The sweater vest is coming off first.
Nice burgundy shirt left to right on your radio dial.
And Karen is right. The guns are protruding out of Tiki's arms today. Oh. Here comes the shirt.
Oh,
it is
God.
Now.
He's got an undershirt.
He's got a shirt, a black sleeveless shirt. It used to have a name that's now deemed offensive.
Oh, my God. Look at him.
He's now taking it off. And there it is.
Oh, my God.
Shirtless Tiki showing the guns and the tattoos and everything.
I am one for two on what I wanted in the year 2000. I wanted to both see Tiki Barber and Britney Spears shirtless.
I can't hear you.
And I've gotten Tiki.
He said that he wanted Britney Spears and Tiki Barber shirtless in this year, and he got you. Looks good, man.
You do look good.
You know why Tiki was so quick to say yes and take his shirt off? Because he knew he looks good.
Because he looks like that, yeah.
And he looks awesome. He's got the tattoos. He's got muscles. Like, that guy could be in a WWE ring tomorrow.
You guys know I work out, right?
I've heard that.
Yeah, it shows. We get it.
So to Karen and everybody in the TV audience, you're welcome. And for everyone in the radio audience, let me just tell you, he is built. Oh, my God. He looks good, man. Very nice.
I can still play.
Yes, he can. Let's go to Miguel in New Jersey. How you doing, Miguel?
Hey, Evan and Tiki, how you guys doing?
Good. Would you like me to be shirtless now?
No. Tiki, he can put his shirt back on, too. Now.
It's back on. Don't worry.
He is back, and he is clothed. What's on your mind, pal?
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Evan. Tiki, it's an honor. I'm a big Giants fan.
Thank you, dude.
So growing up watching you guys, watching you is definitely one of my favorite running backs, so it's an honor. But Tiki, I'm going to have to agree with Evan here, and I think we're going to have to get into that MLB The Show, man.
I just never have thought of, because baseball wasn't, I never played it. So I never wanted to play the video games. Like, I played basketball, I played football. They even had the track and field. Remember the track and field games?
Yeah, I do. Vaguely.
You had to like hit the button really fast.
But, like, you know, that's kind of why we play video games. So that way we immerse ourselves into a, you know, a world and a setting that we're not even really familiar with. Kind of like you with Doom. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, it's a good point.
He's 1,000% right. Like, it immerses you in a world that we can never do. Like, I'm never going to be a manager. I'm never going to be a player. Most of us. I'm not just talking for myself.
It's like Fortnite where you're a sniper. You're hanging out. Like, just doing things that you're never going to do.
Absolutely. And then when you mix in real baseball and baseball legends of the past and your team and your lineup decisions, oh, my God, it's like porn. It's baseball porn. See, what I'm confident about is once I get you to play one actual game of MLB The Show,
yes,
I think you'll get into it. I think you'll be addicted. I don't think I'm going to force you.
Now I need to go make sure I have the system and then order the game.
Well, you got to ask your kids. Like, do they have PS4, PS5, Xbox?
They have all of those things.
They got all of them.
Well, the boys do. I mean, my girls don't, but the boys have all of that stuff. I know AJ has his because I had to buy him a new monitor. Like, what do you want for Christmas? He wanted a new monitor. I'm like, what do you need a new monitor for? It's like, so I can play the game next to my computer.
Look at that.
Like, come on, kid.
You know what they're doing now, and I don't know if your kids are into it, and I haven't tried it yet. I'm almost afraid to try it. And that is the VR, where you put the headset on, and apparently you play these video games, and you're in it. And then you could, like, buy a bat or something, and you're swinging the bat, and that's
somebody was promoting
you actually hit it.
I have it. The Oculus.
Who was promoting that?
Someone was promoting it?
Oh, CC with little C, with his son. They
really?
They had a commercial promoting it. And so it's actually, I've never tried it either because you saw that movie Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's what I'm doing. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, there's a part of me that's sort of afraid of it.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if I want to go in.
I'm sure it's completely fine, but I don't ever want to be immersed in something where I feel like it's real.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know that I'm like manipulating with my hands a game that's on a TV screen that's away from me.
It's a part of it. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Like, there's certain technologies I could just never get my arms around, like a driverless car. I could never do it. And VR sort of feels that way. You have it?
Yeah, and I've done boxing where you're actually like boxing somebody else and you're watching their actual maneuvers.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's awesome. I prefer the Oculus now over the regular video games. Now, the baseball one is less like MLB The Show-y and more, you know, made-up characters and stuff. But, you're swinging a bat, you're throwing a pitch, it's cool.
Yeah, the first iteration of that was the Wii, right?
Because
remember, you had the handles.
The handles.
It was just your hands.
No, the way you're turning around. Even a little thing like sitting in the lobby, you're like, where am I? This is, like, wild.
Really? So you like that?
I love it. And there's a roller coaster game. I'm sitting, not moving on a seat. I wake up, I feel like I was at Six Flags.
Can you bring that in tomorrow?
Can I bring it in?
Yeah, I want to try it out. Tiki wants to try it out, too.
I
prefer not to bring it in where I have to go to Barclays with it after.
Oh, that's right. We're going to the Nets game tomorrow.
So Wednesday, could I bring it in?
Actually, that'd be great. Like, halftime of the game, we could all try the VR.
Sure.
Nets are down by 30. We're like, let's entertain ourselves.
And now everybody listening knows to follow me out of Barclays with an Oculus. But no, I have no problem bringing it in.
Well, the reason why is because, like, me and Tiki, and I think we represent, I wouldn't say most of the audience, but certainly a part of the audience that's like, I would never do it.
Yeah.
But if we tried it and it's life-changing, I'm open-minded enough to say, I can never play a video game the old school way again.
Get into it.
Now, how do you move? Like,
you hold the things, you have the handle.
So it's like the Wii. So there's something in your hand as well.
You have two handles in your hands, and you have to, like, draw a circle, like, around you so it keeps you within the video game will stop if you step out of it.
Got it.
And then you just go to town. Right now, we're very big into the boxing in our house.
Interesting. And your little girls like it?
They pretty much just hang around the lobby. My wife's obsessed with it.
What do you mean hang around the lobby? What does that mean?
The lobby is like when you enter the video game. It looks like a hotel lobby with mountains and cliffs, and you kind of walk around. And
oh, my God.
That's not even the game. That's just like the console, how you enter it.
That's psychedelic.
That is.
It's cool.
I don't think I'm going to like that.
It's very
cool. I really don't.
I think I'm going to be freaked out.
Right, I am too.
We'll come back. Get back to your calls, 877-337-6666. It had been rumored for a while, it had been assumed for a while, and now it's official. The Denver Broncos are indeed releasing Russell Wilson. They've released a statement. Russell Wilson's released a statement. Russell Wilson is thanking Bronco country. Yeah, thank them. You made like $100 million over 2 years and you won nothing. That's an all-time disastrous trade for the Denver Broncos, but at least they're getting out now and realizing it's time to move on. And this begins, to me, Tiki, what is going to be so intriguing.
Right.
what happens to Russell Wilson?
Yeah, where are the likely landing spots for him? Because there's a bunch of teams that need quarterbacks. The Falcons are rumored to be in on Kirk Cousins, but maybe Russell's there, right? In Minnesota is likely going to draft a quarterback and go young with some of those guys that are already young on that roster, but maybe he ends up in Minnesota. There are places that are quarterback needy right now. I'm the one that jumps off the top of my head.
Yeah, what jumps out at you?
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh makes, because Pittsburgh is a team, they don't lose. Mike Tomlin's one of the best coaches of the generation. But they're struggling at quarterback, and it's been that way since.
They're going to give up on Kenny Pickett for Russell Wilson? And they usually don't make that big flashy move either.
Well, here's why it makes sense, because you don't bring Russell Wilson in and give him the starting job. And so you bring a real comp, because you're going to sign him for not a ton.
So Russell Wilson, this is the thing I find interesting.
But this
so
is,
Russell
this
Wilson signs to compete.
This is the space that he's in. It's one of the more bizarre falls from the peak that we've ever seen.
That was a Hall of Famer about 3 years ago.
Right. And then he wanted to be the MVP. And so he wanted to throw the ball, 600 Ooh. Times a year. And it resulted in him wanting out, and then the Seahawks letting him out to go to Denver.
And the Broncos gave up a lot, and they paid him a lot, and it was an out-and-out disaster. We should, just to get this out of the way, before any kind of awkwardness, let's just mention our two local teams and figure out, is there a fit? Mm. So let's start with the New York Jets. How about Russell Wilson reunited with me? I can't even get that.
No chance.
Reunited with Nathaniel Hackett and backing up Aaron Rodgers.
No chance.
No chance. No
I'd
chance.
Say they're the only team besides the Broncos. Right. There's no chance.
Right.
All right.
The Giants, I mean.
If he's going to compete for a job.
I would love it, but I could see it.
Tiki, I'm with you, and I think this is very important to note. My gut feeling, I don't think Russell Wilson signs with anybody until after the draft.
Right, until a team decides.
Yeah.
Or the teams figure out.
If they've drafted and they have missed out.
Who didn't get their quarterback.
That'll be when Russell Wilson falls.
I think that, and I'm just assuming, knowing the ego of Russell Wilson and knowing what he's accomplished in his career, I would think that in this moment today, after being released by the Broncos, he's thinking to himself, I'm not competing with anybody. Are you kidding me? I'm Russell Wilson. I'm going to be a starting quarterback.
I mean, he got cut.
But, Tiki, that doesn't mean he's realizing that.
Yeah.
It's like a Scott Boras free agent. Like, it takes a while before you say, oh, crap, maybe I got to take a short-term deal.
Getting cut after 2 years into a five-year deal where you were supposed to resave the franchise, because obviously Peyton Manning did that prior. But you're going to resave the franchise, and they just say, all right, we're done with you?
Yeah.
Both coaches that you worked with did not like you?
Right.
I mean, I don't think he's in any position to demand to be a starter.
Well, no, I think that in this moment,
you know,
he probably feels like he is, though.
No,
you don't see that?
Because history has shown that doesn't work. Think about Cam Newton at the end when he left Carolina and then goes to New England. I mean, that was late. I think it was end of training, middle of training, whatever it was. It was really late. He ends up in New England, and they get rid of him, and he's been begging for a job. He's not going to get another one. This is kind of the same type of situation.
But he hasn't kind of dealt with, hey, Russ, you're not a starter yet. He just got released. You don't think in his mind he's thinking to himself, someone's going to come to me and they're going to give me their quarterback job. Maybe it's Atlanta. Maybe the Falcons call me up and say, you know what? You're our guy. Now, maybe a team does that. Maybe a team doesn't. I'm just guessing, I'm surmising that a guy with this kind of resume, it's going to take a while before that realization comes into face for him. You may be right that he's not. But isn't it easier said than done to think that he's just going to believe that in the middle of March?
In his mind.
Which is why I agree with Sean, by the way. I don't think he's going to sign for a while.
In his mind, he still thinks he can be a great quarterback.
Yes.
And so that's all that matters. But I'm just telling you, no team is going to bring him in and pay him $40-something million a year to be their starting
quarterback. Well, he's not going to get paid a lot of money because of the money that's owed to him from Denver. But you don't think a team – I'll use Atlanta as an example. You don't think Atlanta would say, you're our guy? We missed out on Kirk Cousins. We didn't trade for Justin Fields.
Well,
we can get him cheap.
Okay, so Atlanta just had one of the more disappointing third seasons under Arthur Smith that you can remember, because it was like Arthur was building something and then it just never happened. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to say there's an urgency to win, but there's an urgency to win in Atlanta.
Yeah.
All right. And even Raheem Morris said this, like, I wouldn't be here if they had a quarterback. So I can see how going to get a quarterback that can play and compete right away means something to them. And so Russell is that guy. But I still think the issues that plagued Russell these last two seasons, and I called a bunch of his games, like, they're not easily fixable,
mm-hmm.
right? He's, like, there's a I don't know. I can't give him a job and say, you don't have to work for this.
I'm not saying that
and
a team should.
It sucks saying that because he's 35 years old. He's been one of the best quarterbacks prior to the last 2 years that we've had in the NFL. But the last 2 years were alarming.
Yeah.
And so it's a real concern.
And if you look at, forget the draft for a second, he's at best the number three option behind Fields and Kirk Cousins. For some of these teams that are looking
here's
for
the difference
guy.
Between Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, and Russell Wilson. Kirk Cousins is asking and demanding a lot of guaranteed money. Russell Wilson ain't getting that, number one. Number two, Justin Fields is going to cost you in draft capital, and he comes with the question we discussed last week.
Yeah.
Are you picking up his fifth-year option? Right. Are you not?
And how
Russell
good is he
Wilson
actually?
Comes cheap and without any draft capital. So if we're just strictly talking about them as players, I agree with you. He's yeah, third.
I think
but you got to factor that other stuff in.
You definitely do, and you also have to factor in this deal sounds like it's going to be complicated because it's going to be heavily incentivized.
Right.
So if he plays, I don't know, 80% of the snaps and goes to the playoffs and throws for 5,000, 4,000 yards, whatever the numbers are, it's going to be included in a deal. And now, is that likely to be earned or unlikely to be earned, especially if he's not the starter?
That's just a better deal, though, than what you have to do to get Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields.
Oh, agreed.
It's not even close.
Agreed, but it's a complex deal. And it I think by necessity, because of the last 2 years, it's going to be complex.
So now we haven't answered the Giant question. We laughed off the Jets, rightfully so. The Nathaniel Hackett connection, backing up Rodgers, obviously crazy. At the beginning of this offseason, I framed it this way about the Giants. They got three buckets on how they can handle this mm-hmm. at quarterback. Because we've already heard Joe Shane say, we're going to add a quarterback.
Right.
They can bring in a veteran that provides insurance in case Daniel Jones isn't ready. And who knows, maybe even takes his job. You can draft somebody high in the first round, maybe second round, to eventually replace Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Or you could kind of take a flyer on a guy late and almost treat him like a project. Russell Wilson would be that veteran quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're right, because you just said it, hey, he ain't guaranteed a job.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make sense if you have a quarterback coming off a major injury? Would you want that? Would you be intrigued at Russell Wilson being the veteran quarterback addition that the Giants make?
Again, I don't love it, but I can see why it's very intriguing.
Okay.
That's I'll leave it at that.
You don't love it. You can see why it's do you find that intriguing there, Shawnee? What? You can't hear? You can't talk? I'm sorry. Sean's not. Why don't you come in the studio then? It's all right. If they're doing stuff back there. I want your opinion. This is the one rare time I'm like, please talk, Sean. I'm curious.
Yeah, because he's the actual fan. I'm the analyst in here.
So Tiki
and
said,
from an analyst standpoint, having called multiple of his games over the last couple of years, I don't love it. But I could see why it's interesting.
You want Russell Wilson?
I'm definitely more interested in Russell Wilson now that he's officially released than I would have been an hour ago.
Why? Why
because
would
you
change
don't
want to
give
hour?
Up anything for him.
It's A, I don't want to give up anything, and now it feels real. You know, like when you hear he's going to be released, now I see he's out there tantalizing. And I think to myself, this could work.
Yeah, I okay.
And by the way, he wants to be here.
The coach.
He wants
too.
To be where?
New York. He wants to be in New York.
Even if it means he's competing with Daniel Jones?
I'm talking off the field.
But would he be okay with that? Does the off the field outweigh the fact that they love Daniel Jones?
Well, I think Sean made a very interesting and salient point. Teams are figuring out what their quarterback situations are, and Russ is probably not top of their list.
I agree.
It's we're gonna getting a young guy, or we're getting a Kirk Cousins, or it's Justin Fields, which has been tepid. By the way, the interest in trading for him has been very tepid for Ryan Pace, so they may end up holding on to him. I mean, that's an interesting situation that's happened in Chicago. But there's not a – do you go backup or do you go potential starter? The backups are Gardner Minshew. We know the list, et cetera.
Yeah, by the way, I don't view Russell Wilson as one of those guys either. Like, if I bring in a rookie quarterback, let's say I'm in the J – I'm not treating him like Minshew or Tyrod Taylor because I actually trust those guys as pros.
He's in that, like, middle – like he's in the not starter – like, not guaranteed starter, but not backup. He's right in the middle of that. And so it's hard to determine if that's what you want. It's probably what a lot of teams need, to be perfectly honest with you. But it's, do teams want that? Because right now, you're in the offseason. The combine is just happening. You have these ridiculously high goals and expectations for your team, even if they're unrealistic, and throwing a middling quarterback over the last couple of years into the mix, it doesn't inspire you.
Well, okay, so I would be against it, and I'd be against it because
for
I'm thinking
Giants.
For the Giants, I would be against it, even though I think that maybe we're shortchanging Russell a little bit.
We are.
Like, his season last year is probably better than any year Daniel Jones has had in his career statistically. Got through 26 touchdown passes before they benched him.
I know. But there always felt like something was off.
By the way, you may be right. Like, I'm not saying that this past year was Russ in his prime when the Seahawks were Super Bowl contenders. But I also think, like, he wasn't bad this season.
I have visions of him uncorking it to Tyler Lockett, and I'm just picturing Jalen Hyatt running free down the field.
Here's why.
Well, the good thing about Russ is he will throw it.
Yeah.
No doubt. Here's why I think I'd be against it. He's 35, he's going to be 36 middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about his 35 and a 36 season. What's the great reward even if he is good?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many more years can he play at a good to great level? Like, do you bring him in thinking, oh, that's our guy. Okay, bye, Daniel Jones. He's 36 years old.
Yeah.
So I am a believer that you're trying to win now while also thinking about the future, and I think the Giants should try to do that. You bring in Russell Wilson, it's really just about now. Because what the hell is the future?
Yeah, are you ready to win right now? And so let's be honest about our Giants. Our Giants, Sean. Are we ready to win right now? And the answer is probably no.
Well, let's say he's really good. And let's say you win 9 games.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Now he's just your guy?
No.
Goodbye, Daniel Jones?
See, that's why it's a double-edged sword. Are they ready to win now? If the question is, are they ready to win a Super Bowl now? No, but how can I say they're not ready to go win a playoff game now? And by the way, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll better hope the Giants are ready to win now.
Yeah.
They can't win 5 games again. We think.
Okay.
I hope not.
So then now what happens to Daniel Jones? And and what happens if Russ is just good enough to win but not good?
Well, then you've kicked the can on drafting a quarterback another year. But, Tiki, would it surprise anybody if we get to the end of December and the Giants are having to do with Daniel Jones what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson because of the injury guarantees contract?
But I think that was already kind of baked in. I think that was baked into Daniel Jones' deal.
But if you're asking what happens to Daniel Jones, the answer is he's probably gone after the year anyway.
Yeah, but it's one thing for him to be gone for this young emerging quarterback as opposed to a guy who's going to be 36, 37 in 2 years.
I mean, look, if he's the consummate pro, he'll pick up a fine on the job.
He also said something that was very alarming to me.
Okay.
Said something very alarming. Did you pick up on what he said that was very alarming?
No, I'm still thinking about his abs.
Tiki's abs or Russ's abs?
No, Tiki's.
A friend of mine, my neighbor, sent me a picture of Tiki Barber shirtless, because he was shirtless about 10 minutes ago, and me with my blue beard looking over. And if you just happen to tune into SNY at that very moment, you're probably like, what the hell is happening? I got beautiful, sexy, shirtless man, and I've got monster with a blue beard. Like, what's happening right now?
It's purple.
I forgot. What did I say? Oh, what did I say? Blue. Purple. Right, it's not blue.
You said Tiki said something. I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, yeah. The alarming thing Tiki said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know Russell Wilson wants to be here. Now, here's the way I took that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take that as, I just love Giant fans. I didn't take that as, Brian Daboll's my man.
He might love Brian Daboll.
I took it as him and his wife. What's her name again?
Ciara.
We've been over this. Ciara, who wanted a...
She's a chubby chaser, unlike Karen.
She had a fan of Sean. That they just want to be here for the bright lights in New York City.
Not the bright lights, the business opportunity.
The business opportunity. That's not a great reason.
I mean,
for us as fans.
If you're in a retiring deal, why not?
No. But I mean, for us as fans.
Oh, of course.
If
not.
I'm a fan,
we don't care.
Yeah,
by the way, we don't want to see him unless he's successful.
Right. I want my athlete to want to be here because I want to win here, not because I'm going to go on Wall Street and make a lot of money.
But by the way, isn't that kind of sneakily an accepted reality we all have as New York sports fans? We may not want to think about it.
Well, you know what? Forget that accepted reality. It's the reality we want our players to think.
Right.
The problem is players don't think that.
Right.
Players don't need Madison Avenue. They don't need to be in New York City to achieve whatever business endeavor that they have a dream of completing. You can do it in Kansas City. You can do it in Dubuque, Iowa. You can do it wherever. right? So you don't need to be here anymore. And that's one of the reasons that we used to say, oh, these big time athletes are going to come to New York because they want Madison Avenue. You don't need to be here to get Madison Avenue. So for a guy to actually want to be here, it's different. It's like it's old school in a sense.
It also depends on who the athlete is because if a story came out tomorrow that said, boy, Juan Soto loves New York because of Madison Avenue, Yankee fans would be like, great!
Because he's younger.
All right. I agree.
All right, you know, he's younger.
And by the way, Russell Wilson, there was those rumors before this Denver deal that he wanted to be here. So that was a couple years younger. Right. So maybe, I don't know. Bottom line is this.
Do you want him or not? Just answer the damn question.
Yes.
Wow.
If I don't get a guy at the top of the draft.
No.
Wow.
If they walk away and they have not drafted a quarterback in the first round, I want Joe Shane on that Friday to pick up the phone and say, Russell Wilson, please sign
I'm surprised.
Even if they draft Michael Penix in the second round.
Oh, that's different. I consider him one of the big guys.
Right. I'm surprised because I thought it was important when a big player gets released, you just very quickly, even if it's 30 seconds, just say, all right, doesn't make sense for us. We laughed off the Jets in 10 seconds for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that, you know, both of you at different levels had intrigue in Russell Wilson. I'm surprised.
I'm
just surprised.
I'm in panic mode as a fan that the organization and some of our own fan base will put pressure that we will have a short fuse with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, and I'm in the business of trying to get them to keep their jobs to win enough games.
Right, and here's the ultimate problem with Daniel Jones. I mean, with Russell Wilson, it'll feel desperate.
Yes,
it'll feel like, oh, Dabes and Shane, they know they got to win right now. Let's go get the quarterback that can help us win right now instead of building something.
Yes,
and that could easily backfire.
Well, and also like my team did it in a desperate way.
Yeah,
and I think you'd admit. Whether you think they're going to do it or not, they put themselves in a Super Bowl conversation. The Giants are not doing that with Russell Wilson.
I didn't even think about it like that, but it's exactly what the Jets did on a much smaller, different scale.
It's different, but it's the same. It's different in that I think the Jets were closer, and they also had to invest a lot more, and that guy has a lot more left, at least we think, but we'll see. So if you're just tuning in, Russell Wilson's been released. Let's go to Ryan in Pearl River. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Assuming, you know, you got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, they all go 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
You're the Giants sitting at 6, and it's not going to take your first-round pick to get a Justin Fields, maybe a 2.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take a chance on a Justin Fields and you know, draft like a, you know, Malik Nabers at 6?
I've been saying it, bro. Yeah. Ryan, I'm on your side. Everyone else thinks I'm nuts. I'd be intrigued by Justin Fields.
You know, it's you remember the conversation we had about Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Because I, after week 18 in the NFL season, I was convinced before they even came to the agreement that they were going to split part ways, the Patriots and their head coach, that he was heading, Bill Belichick was heading to Atlanta.
Yes.
And how did I know that?
You said that for a while.
Because I knew that the Falcons were willing to trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were having conversations. So we trade for Bill Belichick because they knew that they were going to eventually move on from Arthur Smith. And so when he became free, it was like, of course they're gonna he's gonna be in Atlanta. There's no other place that he's gonna be. That's why it's the only interview that he took. He went there twice, but he was now free. It wasn't just exclusive conversations with the New England Patriots to trade for Bill Belichick. He was free and could talk to anybody, right? That's key.
Okay. What's your point? I'm curious.
Free? Hold on. I'll tell you. He's free and could talk to anybody.
Yes.
You know who else was interested?
Who's that?
Nobody. And so ultimately, the Atlanta Falcons got nervous that nobody else was interested.
Hmm.
And so they started interviewing other people.
Right.
And they brought in all the usual suspects.
Interviewed a lot of people,
A lot of people, including Raheem Morris, who ended up getting the job. Russell Wilson is going to be in the same spot. Kind of space. What's going to be the interest? I'm not convinced that there's going to be a ton.
Interesting.
Now you go back to Justin Fields.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of interest in the trade for Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. That's the report coming out of the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Poles, we got Justin Fields. I mean, saying it, not saying it. Maybe he's available. Nobody's really interested.
Right.
So they might be stuck with Justin Fields. So why do I not want Justin Fields? Because nobody else wants
Justin
Fields.
That's not a good reason,
though. It's not. But it's the reality of, like, this world that we lived in.
I know, but why do you think that?
I remember I said this to you one time. Because this happened to me. Someone said this to me after my Today Show career ended. It was like, oh, there's no room at the end. Nobody wants you. Right? And I was like, okay. And it's hard to accept that.
Right.
But it's the reality. And so it took me a long time to find what I was going to do next. And ultimately ended up at CBS Sports Radio and now here, or CBS Sports Network and now here at WFAN. And so Russ is at that very critical point where he's either going to be heavily desired or not at all because of his last two seasons.
But that with you and that with Russ and that with Bill makes no sense, though. Because at the end of the day, as a franchise or an organization...
It's just the narrative.
I know, but if you're a smart organization, you make your own narrative.
Okay, so if you go look at Russell Wilson over the last couple of years, and I know you can look at the rote stats and say, oh, he threw for 26 touchdowns and he had, what, 11 or so, in it, whatever the numbers were.
26 and 8 last year.
26 and 8, and it's, oh, yeah, he looked kind of good.
Right.
But if you go look at the games and look at the decisions and look at the lack of, I don't know, like real production... It's alarming.
But that's different than, I get what you're saying, but that's different than, yeah, there's no interest because there's no interest. And if no one's interested, I'm not going to be interested. It wouldn't be fair to Justin Fields or Russell Wilson.
Cam Newton, there's no interest because there's no interest.
Yeah, but he's also not good. And he's getting into fights with kids. Whatever that was.
I'm talking 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
I think there, okay, here's the difference. Can I tell you the difference?
Cam Newton got released by the Carolina Panthers not too many years after going to the Super Bowl, and there was no interest.
Okay.
He signed with the Patriots on June 28th.
I agree. That didn't make sense. But once he signed with the Patriots...
Yes, it does make sense, because I'm telling you why it makes sense.
Why? Because other teams aren't interested?
There's no room at the end. Like, when you're at the end, or at least they think you're at the end, then you're just at the end.
I know, but do you think Justin Fields can play?
Yes, I do.
Who cares what all these other idiotic teams think? You know what I mean? Look, our caller brought up something. And I brought this up to you 2 weeks ago. Yes. Most Giant fans thought I was nuts. Doesn't it make sense to trade for Justin Fields? He's young. He's not making a lot of money this year.
He's not young enough.
You can.
He's still a project, and he's not young enough.
Well, you have to make a financial decision on
it. You have a fifth-year option. You have a financial decision to make almost immediately, whether it's the pick up the fifth-year option. That would be right after you traded for him. Or... let him toll that year or play that year, his last year of his contract, and then sign him to a free agent deal. It's just not ideal when there are other options, particularly in the draft.
But let me ask you this then. If there is so little interest in Justin Fields that Ryan Poles is like, you know what, I got to trade him. Like, I don't think it's fair to him.
No, you got to.
It's not fair to us.
You got to keep him. They're trying to trade him. I'm saying that the lack of interest is not in the trade.
I'm with you. And they ultimately say, let's just get what we can get. We've already made the decision on drafting Caleb Williams.
Give him up for a fourth rounder.
Okay, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. If you're the New York Giants, and we just talked about their quarterback situation around Russell Wilson or drafting someone, and you can get him, even with the questions you have financially, for a fourth round pick, you're not making that trade. Just say you're not. I think you're crazy, but you can say that.
I probably would, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because, and I think we talked about this off air. We didn't talk about this on air. But you don't have to change your offense with him. He's very similar to Daniel Jones.
He is, yeah.
Like what they do, what their skill sets are, both as runners and athletes.
Their best skill set are their legs, both of them. Right. Daniel Jones and Justin Fields, and
throwing the football.
Yeah.
Now, I think Daniel Jones is probably a little bit more tuned in to the processing, like, reads going through first, second, third, really even in the NFL these days, it's really 1-2 and then run type of thing. So I think that they're very similar. And so it wouldn't be a gross mismatch fit.
Right.
It's not like having, I don't know, a stationary Joe Flacco trying to run Daniel Jones offense.
So you can get him for a fourth round pick. You're intrigued.
Definitely.
Okay.
But they got to come down to that. Now,
what are they asking for right now?
They're asking for a first rounder.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's not happening.
I wouldn't have done that.
That's why there was no interest.
I wouldn't trade it. I would consider a two. I would.
You have to make it so that you're bringing his salary, obviously, but you have to make it so that if he doesn't work out, it doesn't kill you.
Well, if you decide not to pick up his fifth year option, which means you have him for a cheap salary for 1 year, and if he's great, you can tag him. It's like $6 million. It's not a lot. It's if you pick up the fifth-year option where it explodes up to like
22.5.
Yeah, right. Which could turn out to be a good decision if he's awesome.
Yeah, like, because that's cheap for a starting quarterback.
Right. Look at the Daniel Jones decision. The Giants decided not to pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones. He ended up having the year that he had, and then you guys gave him a big-time contract. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think the answer is simple. Whatever round the draft pick is that you deem is not a crippling thing to your franchise, I think starts with the fourth, is the round you're willing to trade for.
Yeah, $6 million. That's his cap.
There you go. See? That's right. It took a couple weeks, but you're on my side with Justin Fields. Took a while, but we finally got there. We're in one happy place.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah. We're simpatico.
You just wanted to give up a first-round pick, though, last
week. Never did. It was a second-round pick. Yeah. I was never willing to give up a first-round pick. Don't put those words in my mouth. I will not accept that. We'll get back to your calls in a second. 877-337-6666. Very busy show today. Coming up at 5:30, we'll hear a random home run call from John Sterling. And some Met fans are very upset with the decision that was made by the New York Mets in terms of entertainment in between innings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.